Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. So today's guest is Tom Wrigley, and Tom has a beautiful apple orchard up here in Eureka and a little bit of paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, I fell in love with this place the day my wife showed it to me.
So Tom, how did you end up in this lovely spot, just kind of above the golf course and above what used to be an old ranch here in Eureka? How'd you end up with this property?
Cheryl got tired of living in a little house, 1,000 square feet.
Uh-huh.
And she said, we got to move, Tom. And I said, well, you got to find me a place that's got enough room for apple trees. It's got to have a shed, got to have a place for all my boats. And I thought she'd never find a place. 1 week, Jackie Swanland showed us this place. It had just snowed, and there was snow on the deck up there.
Wow.
And I came over and I said, buy it. Christmas of 70. And I fell in love with the place immediately. But I put in, there were some old trees here, and I grafted over some of them. Some of them aren't here anymore. Most of them were over under those cypress trees, and the cypress trees covered them up.
How did you develop this love for apples? Why apples?
Oh, my uncle's a commercial apple person.
Uh-huh. How much property do you have?
About 2 acres total, but it's not all in apples. I mean, there's probably about half an acre in apples.
That seems like a lot of apples on
it's
a half
many.
Acre.
It's too many. I have a hard time giving them all away. I hate to waste them.
It's hard to imagine you're not a commercial apple grower because it just seems like you have apples are just laden on these trees. And how do you get rid of all these apples?
With difficulty. People like you. I make new friends every year. And I like to have people come over and pick.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to meet you through association with the Winslers who have their beehive here. Mm-hmm. How did that come about that you ended
up? Well, John and I are good friends. We fish together.
So you decided to put some apple trees out here. You've got great southern exposure.
Immediately I put them here. I mean, that was the first thing I did. And I realized the deer were going to eat them all, so I built a deer fence first thing. It was obvious the deer were going to win. I built a deer fence right away. And then when the bears came along, I built a bear fence.
What varieties are here in your orchard?
About 70. The real producers that we really like are Honey Crisp. We have Gravensteins. Mm-hmm. We have a King Tree. But our favorite apples are Braeburns and Matsus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have two or three of those trees. I have... another favorite tree people love is Jonna Gold.
Yeah, Jonna Gold's a great apple.
Yes, it doesn't have the character that a Matsu has. It doesn't have enough acid for my liking, but, you know, people like it.
Yeah.
I like acid. I like this apple. I think this...
Which one's this one?
This is that Spy Gold.
Spy Gold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Braeburns. I got Braeburns. Somebody gave me apples for Christmas, believe it or not, from... Harry and David's, crummy little apples they were in this package, but they were the best, hardest, most delicious apples that you ever ate. And I thought, boy, I went right out and bought a tree and started growing them. And fortunately, they grow good. And this tree here, look at this tree. This is down where it's, I couldn't water this year, so those other trees, but this tree, this gorgeous tree, is Braeburn.
That's a
but
beauty.
Not that. That's that. The ones you're picking are those are called John's apple, and they look a lot alike, but they're not.
Because you've grafted on some of the other.
Oh, I've done all these trees over 2-3 times. This stuff that you know.
Can you keep track of it?
Yeah, I have kept track of it.
That's good.
I lost the label on one apple. Some patient gave me a grand apple, really a nice apple. And I grafted it on a tree, and I just have to call it Wrigley's Unknown because I do not know what it is. But I know all the rest of them.
Now, the thing about apples is they originally come from a very cold part of the world, and it's just kind
of... I read that. You know, did you read that book that had the four great plants?
Yeah.
And apples were one of them. I think they're the Far East they come from.
Like Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And you go into a forest and there's all kinds of funny apples.
Yeah.
But these gorgeous apples, I wanted you to pick today. I wanted you to pick some of them. But it's getting late. It's going to get dark. And I wanted you to go around and pick the biggest ones.
Wow. That's a job I'm up for.
But this is how they're supposed to look.
They're beautiful. So tell me about Albert Edders, and I know that you have one of his apples.
I have three of his.
Oh, and, three of them.
One of them is the Waltana, which is the one that I found, the red Waltana. And I'm going to take a lot of those scions to the scion fair this year because nobody else has them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want it to fade into oblivion because nobody else may ever discover a nice red one like that.
So do you share scion wood with other people if somebody comes over and says...
I just went to the scion fair for the first time.
Uh-huh.
That's a fun thing.
Right.
Thanks. You know, one thing about it in this coastal zone where you don't have a lot of heat, some apples just don't grow very well and don't develop good sugar. Red Delicious, a famous apple, doesn't do good at all here. Akintosh is a wonderful apple, but I can't grow it.
Uh-huh.
It just gets so diseased here that there's nothing I can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this tree over here is, let's see if it's any good. I think it's called Freedom. Want to try that?
Sure.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty good apple. That's got a nice flavor.
It's delicious.
It's really good. Let's see if this other one's any good. That other one was Liberty. This is Freedom. This one.
It tastes a lot like this one, doesn't it?
They're both good apples.
Oh, yeah, they're both good. So I've got a couple more questions for you. One I just definitely want to get in there is, what sort of rootstock would you recommend to people?
Well, I would, if I was people in Humboldt coastal zone, I wouldn't do anything but East Maling 7.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is because at the end of my uncle's career, he tried some of these other things.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't believe the number of trees that died. Sevens, I think. I have had one tree die. You know, like a king, if you graft a king into a semi-dwarf root, it'll grow a monster tree.
Huh. I thought that was the dwarf stock was what really controlled the size of the tree.
Well, no, two things control it. The varietal and rootstock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Yellow Delicious, I would advise everybody to get a standard, which will grow the biggest tree possible because the tree doesn't grow very well.
Uh-huh.
These are old trees. This tree is an old tree. Those trees are all on sevens. But you can take a seven, like I've got trees that are 35 years old that I've kept pruned down to nothing.
Uh-huh.
They're
so
real.
You just got to stay on top of them, keep them pruned up.
You can prune them back till it buds that far, and then when that gets too dense, you can take big chunks of that out. I've got about three trees up here that are as old as these that I didn't want them big.
I'm just thinking that this must be like a big hobby for you. How much time do you spend out here?
I spend all my time out here.
Yeah.
There are a few trees you cannot get any fruit off of if you keep cutting them back, like you've heard of kings.
Uh-huh.
Kings, you can't do that to. But most trees, you can prune way, way back, and they'll still have fruit. Now, these trees look kind of big right now, but when I prune these, I prune them back to about 2 inches. And I don't, a lot of times on top, I cut them right back to nothing. These trees always, always have apples. This is Wrigley's Unknown. Just a dandy apple, and it's not ripe yet.
Is there a way to find out what an apple is?
There's 8,000 varietals, I understand, that are registered. And you can actually patent. Like, I could patent that variation there that I discovered. I'm not going to, but I just wish somebody would take it and love it.
Yeah. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Tom Wrigley, apple farmer.
And the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.